Over here at the corner of Boundary Road and Marine Drive, not Marine Way, Marine Drive, that was a dump, a garbage dump. Mm-hmm. And of course, on the other side of Boundary Road, that was sort of a semi type of a dump too. But Burnaby, I used to go down there at night when I was on patrol, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and shoot rats. Yeah, thousands of them in that area, thousands of rats down there, yeah. I often wonder about they filled it all in, of course, the people that have houses built in. I wonder if they ever get any rats back in there. I don't know whether or not. But
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, living in the garbage, yeah. Buried underneath
there. Donnie, right directly behind us here on Marine Drive, I remember a chap named Freddie. He was a Chinese market gardener, and he had about 20 Chinese people working for him, living in a barn right there. And the barn is still there, by the way. I took photographs of it not long ago for the Historical Society. That barn is still there, just about ready to collapse. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the season, the end of September, end of October, I guess, he'd have a big, real Chinese dinner for them. And in front of, they love scotch. In front of every plate, there used to be a bottle of Red Label scotch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And for the Chinese, the real peasants, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there quite a number of Chinese farmers in that kind of Big Bend area down here?
There still is a number of them now. I remember Freddie selling his all. I remember he got, I think it was $15,000 for his farm, and I thought, oh boy, $15,000, that's a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
When I joined the BCP here, I got $149 a month, and I had a family, my wife and I had two children. $149 a month. That was our, and we got paid once a month. If it was a 28-day month like February, we didn't get $149. We got paid on a day basis, but you only got the check once a month.
Right.
I used to hate I used to love the 31-day month because you got a much bigger check.
Right.
Of course, your mortgages always came due, regardless of the number of days in the month. You paid the same amount for bills and that kind of thing. Yeah. But back then, I know my telephone bill would be about $2 a month, my telephone bill.
Mm-hmm.
I used to buy wood from Mill Ends. You know, that was the wood that I used to burn in my little stove. My little stove used to heat the little water jacket. That heated the hot water for the shower. But we lived all right. We didn't have money to go on Hawaiian trips, or didn't even have a car. Couldn't afford a car. The theater up here, the Oak Theater, used to like the police boys to come into the theater at no cost, because I always liked to have a policeman in the audience just in case something happened. So we used to get free picture shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know. The Cafe 99 was the only cafe on Kingsway that stayed open in the evenings, and they closed up about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. There's another little restaurant at Royal Oak in Kings Lane. It just operate during the daytime, and the one across from the old municipal hall called Edna's. There used to be another one too down here at Jubilee. Were that bicycle stores on Jubilee here? Jubilee and Imperial. It's a peculiar narrow building that widens out there. Big bicycle shop there.
Yeah,
that used to be a cafe where you go and then have a cup of coffee and big, thick, broken, cracked cups, you know, mugs. And that was it. Nightclubs, they used to have the one called the Shangri-La down on Marine Drive. There was one called the Coconut Grove on Grandview Highway.
Whereabouts was that, by the way?
The Coconut Grove was, you know where Smith Avenue comes into Canada Way?
Yeah.
And there's a service station on the right there at the corner.
Right.
And it would be about 30 or 40 yards further to the east, right on Canada Way.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sort of around where that...
There's an old lumber yard right across from there. Yeah, just right across from there.
They've got a new housing development in there.
Yeah, condo type of development all through there, right? The Cascades, that's what the Cascades Theater was also. But that was it, and that was, of course, there was no alcohol back in those days. At least we'd like to think there was no alcohol. It was all under the tables, of course.
Where, in what?
In these nightclubs, you took your own bottle, but you took it at your own risk, you know.
They were dry, were they?
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah.
This is in the late 40s.
In the late 40s, yeah.
Oh. Why was it dry? Just
liquor laws here. There was no such thing as drinking in nightclubs. No way.
Oh.
No. When the Gay Prix was being built. That's Dago now they call it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That was just being built when I joined the force.
Uh-huh.
And they had tables made that you could pull them out, and a little bit of a box built underneath, and you dropped your bottle in there and closed the table up again. And when they got word, or if they knew the liquor squad were coming in to raid the place, Rudy Morin, who was the mainstay of the Gay Prix at that time, he would get up on stage there and sing, "How dry I am." Gee, the table come open, then we'll go to the bottles, back and go to the table, get the tablecloth on top, and everybody would be drinking 7-Up and Coca-Cola.
Well, no. This was, they did have a regular beer parlor, so did they, or not?
They had beer parlors, escorts and mail,
right.
Okay. And that was something new to me, because when I came from Manitoba, hey, women were not allowed in any beer parlors, no beer parlor at all. And I thought, hey, this is real modern. My gosh, they got two entrances, one for males and one for males with escorts. So, yeah. And that
but they didn't allow liquor outside of a beer parlor.
That's right. And here, of course, we had no hotels. We had no hotels in Burnaby. No, there wasn't any hotels.
Could you buy hard liquor in Burnaby?
Yes, but there was no liquor commissions in Burnaby. I think we used to go to Westminster. You down in New Westminster? Or into Joyce Road. But there was no commissions in Burnaby.
No
liquor commissions where you could buy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could buy. Oh yeah, you could drink it in your home. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in those days, we couldn't afford it. We'd get a... myself and the three of my friends that joined the police force at the same time as myself from the armed forces, so the four of us and our wives, and I was the only one that had a house back in those days, and I'm only a third class constable, and we'd buy a Mickey.
Oh.
We'd have a Mickey Rye, and the eight of us would come down to my place, and that would be our Saturday night entertainment.
Yeah.
When you figure $149, and what's the, I think it was $120 a month on the mortgage for my little house, which left me $29 for telephone and for food.
Yeah, I was going to say that you were paying a lot.
Well, we used to go down to the Chinese market gardeners. We get most of our vegetables for nothing. They'd come back from the market in the morning with the excess stuff, and we get lettuce and carrots and things of that nature and vegetables. And have ever had lettuce soup?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How did they take their stuff to market? Right into Vancouver?
Right into Vancouver, yeah.
Every day?
Yep, every morning.
So that would have been, what, a long marine drive? Or?
Yep, 5 o'clock in the morning, they whipped out. No, it'd be right down in the... they did have a Marpole market, okay,
yeah.
But also right down around the where the police station is now.
Oh,
Main
right
Street,
down
yeah.
Down
mm-hmm.
there.
But no, the first... a fellow named Bob Drummond opened up the first... type of a drive-in, type of a cafeteria type of thing, something like McDonald's, right here at the corner of Nelson and Kingsley. He called it the Thrifty Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And you could get coffee and hamburgers, that was it.
Uh-huh.
That was the first one. That was built about 1950, 51. Yeah, so that was the first of the modern
drive
barbecue type thing, or the Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.